Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have back on the show today from Algonquin College. It is the Perth Dean, Chris Hand. Chris, thanks so much for being back on Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
And also joining us today from Bean Chevrolet GMC Buick, we've got Keith Bean. And of course, Bean Chevrolet GMC Buick, certainly well known for incredible charitable efforts in the area, and it is an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you, Keith. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Now let's start things off here with you, Chris. This is quite the event that's taking place right now. There's an incredible raffle that's going on that is going to be benefiting the business agricultural program at Algonquin College. First, tell us what the raffle is quickly, and then tell us how it came to be.
Well, Keith, first of all, just you're going to hear a lot of love for Keith for what he's doing. First of all, Keith Bean Chevrolet has donated a truck, 2022 GMC Sierra truck, for a raffle. And so the raffle is running. It's been running now for a month or so, and it'll conclude in September. And all the proceeds from this raffle are going to benefit the business agriculture program at the Perth campus. The program, as we know, is a two-year diploma program. It teaches business management, agriculture leadership. And then 1 week per semester, the students will go out and visit various agribusinesses. And we also bring in guest speakers potentially as well. And that week, the students really look forward to it. They love it. But there is a cost associated with that for busing, meals, the logistics of the week and so on. So this lottery will support the costs of the transportation and meals and other parts of that particular week for years to come. So it's a really amazing offer that Keith has provided for us to take advantage of. And it's just fantastic to be a part of it.
Keith, what an incredible gift. How did this come about? Because did you just look out into the lot and say, I think I want to give that truck away? Who can benefit best by it?
Only it was that easy. Getting a lottery license is no easy task, as our good friend at the Algonquin, Ian, found out. But well, we've done it for the hospital 3 years, and I feel really strongly about this program. So I want to take a year off the hospital. And then we've had some really good inroads at Algonquin. We've had two classes graduate now. They gave us a lot of feedback that they really liked Agricultural Experience Week, and it made a difference the way they're going to look at their careers and approach their life. And so we just want to make sure that happened. So we took a year off of hospitals, and we put the raffle towards this, and we decided to do a truck, and that's getting some really good feedback. We may have to do that again. Everything's going really well.
So how do you choose this particular program? Is there some sort of connection there? Or obviously, do you just take a look at it and say, obviously, there is such a need for this type of program to continue, because really, it provides the future of so much in our lives, including food and, the people who are going to be running the ag industry?
Well, there's a couple of, it's a long story. But there's a couple of things at play. So a few years ago, I was really involved in the Commonplace Chamber of Commerce, which is a great organization. And they put me in charge of an economic development subcommittee. And so I read a book on what's the best way to generate employment and growth in your community. And colleges and universities came up as the best one. So we started doing some work on that. Got a meeting with Claude Brulé, who's now the president of Algonquin College, I think. Chris, is that right?
Yeah, he is. Absolutely.
He was vice president then, I think. And I just wanted to talk to him and said, can we bring a campus to Carlton Place? Like, I didn't know anything about what I was talking about. And he was really nice to me and asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, well, I know that since that Kemple College closed, that a lot of my customers, because we do a lot of agricultural business here with pickup trucks and supplying our local farmers. And anyway, I said, since Kemple College closed, there's no place for students in Eastern Ontario to learn the business of agriculture. I said, they pretty much learn everything they need to know on the farm from their parents. But it's the things they don't know are how to get a bank loan, how to write a business plan, how to employ people, what the labor laws are, that sort of thing. And then how to become leaders. 4-H is a great way for students to become leaders, but they need a little bit more at the post-secondary level too. So he said, well, that sounds like a good idea. And about 6 months later, he called me back and said, Keith, I've been thinking about your idea. It's been bugging me ever since we talked, because I think it's a fantastic program. But here's the deal. It's not going to be in Carleton Place. It has to be a Perth campus. Because he said, we don't need to be in Carleton Place and Perth. And I was like, okay, well, that's great. We can still get our program to go. He asked me to write a curriculum, and I sat down with a really good friend of mine, Mark Nelson, who runs an equestrian facility. And over a couple of Sundays and a couple of nights at the Ashton Pub, we came up with a whole curriculum. And then it was actually a three-year program at that point. And we went to the Ottawa Farm Show, and they let us do a survey about what people wanted, what the farmers wanted as employers, what different agribusinesses wanted. And they gave us feedback that it should be, you know, a two-year program, needed to be in Eastern Ontario. They talked about a lot of stuff. So we had to revamp our curriculum. And then the folks at Algonquin took over, and Chris put, his shoulder into it. There's a lot of people did a lot of great things to get a brand new program through the educational system in Ontario. And, a few years later, it all happened. So I'm really proud to be part of it at the beginning. And I love spending time with the students and talking to them. I've had them through the dealership too, because, you know, we really are in the agribusiness a little bit. And, I just felt really good about the program. And I wanted to make sure that the Agricultural Experience Week goes on forever, because I think it's one of the best parts of the whole course.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. And Chris, I was just going to actually bring you in on this to, comment on what Keith said. To find someone as dedicated as Keith was to this, obviously, you can't ask for anything better than that, can you?
No, and I was just going to add, like, Keith is our chair for what's called our program advisory committee. So every program has a group of industry leaders. And so Keith is our chair. And he, along with our coordinator and some others, really, I don't want to, if it's not the most engaged advisory committee, it's certainly one of the most engaged advisory committees. And the curriculum that Keith speaks of, you know, accounting is in every business, but then here's the program that has accounting specific for an agribusiness, in addition to other things like livestock business operations or, you know, project management for business startups. So it is that sort of, you do need these skills for any business, but then this tailors it to the agri business sector. So Keith's done a great job. The committee's done a great job. Our coordinator and faculty that have been put together, they're just excellent. So we really want to see this. I think it's our fourth intake coming now this fall. So it's really established itself nicely in the campus and in the community. And we just want to see it grow. And no pun intended. We just want to see it grow.
And it's filling a gap that was left, a chasm really, that really needed to be filled in Eastern Ontario. What has the response been like as far as people applying, Chris?
So we've been in the, I'm going to say we've been in the 30s. Now the pandemic, I'll admit, did kind of, it took a little chink out of all programming in college and university systems. We had to adjust some of our delivery. So this fall we're getting back to, I don't even know if I can use the word normal.
Yeah.
So we're pushing in the 30s and we have a partnership now with Northern College, where they're also going to be delivering this program. Our program in Perth will be responsible for what we call the agricultural specific courses. Well, if you're a student at Northern College, you'll take the courses that they offer for like communications and general education and other things that they can do. So that'll boost our numbers yet again. So we're seeing some success there. And international students, not a great uptake, but every program at the college, we certainly promote internationally. So we're starting to see a little bit of that. I would say, you know, just a handful a year, 2, 3, 4, something like that. So there's room to grow there as well. And that makes for nice diversity in the classroom as well when you get to those international experiences in agriculture.
Absolutely. And it's nice to have some of that in there. But I mean, really, as a, and here's my pun, a homegrown industry, like it varies from country to country. Yes. So much when you're dealing with agriculture. It's not surprised that you haven't got those international students, but they are coming in for other programs. We know when speaking with you in the past. Keith, what kind of reaction are you getting from the farming community to know that this type of program is now being is back really in Eastern Ontario?
Oh, it's awesome. And employers looking for graduates, like, Keith, do you know any of the students that would work for me? Or you get that a lot, you know, so, you know, when that's happening, that things are really good. And we call firms to say, hey, we'd like to come and visit. And so that means they have to clean up. They have to do all, like, to get ready to have a group. They're all super excited to have the students come. And, you know, they're looking there for employees down the road too. So, I don't know. The response has been tremendous. Our committee, just super people, Rick and Shelley and all the folks that we have there, they're behind this lottery 100%, trying to help raise funds. And the truck's been driven all over and showed off. And, you know, we're looking for, you know, just people to come out and buy tickets at winthistruck.ca.
Yeah, and that's one of the main reasons why you're here. Thank you both so much for sharing what you did about the development of this program and what it's doing and how it's going to help. But this rally now, or rally raffle, is exactly what you need to help pay for some of those things that you were talking about earlier, Chris and Keith. So if someone would like to buy a raffle ticket, first off, Keith, what's on the line here? What can you win? This isn't just like some rinky-dink little truck. This is a truck with a capital T.
Yeah, it's a four-wheel drive crew cab with a V8 engine and bucket seats and windows and locks and tilt and cruise. It's nice and white, and it's got a blackout package, so 20-inch black aluminum wheels. It's a sharp truck. Somebody's gonna be pretty happy.
Yeah, I guess someone would be. And so how do you go about getting tickets to enter into this raffle?
Well, with the Lottery Corporation, you can only be either sell tickets in person or you can sell them online. So we went with the online just because there's so many people from out of town that want to buy tickets. So unfortunately, you can only buy tickets online or at the dealership. You can stop at the dealership and we'll do it for you. But it's really simple. It's at winthistruck.ca, and you have to be an Ontario resident, and your computer has to be an Ontario resident to make it work. We've had some people that have had issues because their URL is registered in Quebec or whatever. They can't buy the ticket, but just switch to your cell phone and you can get it done pretty quick.
Excellent. So winthistruck.ca, we're going to post that link as well as this great poster that has been sent to us as well, so people can actually get a look at this truck. Will it have all the orange lettering removed from it?
That's an option. We can leave it on if somebody wants.
Or we could just change it to, I won this truck, and you can glow to wherever you drive. So we will be sure to put that link up there, winthistruck.ca, up on the posting of this conversation as well. Chris, before we go, any last words, anything you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, just a big thank you to Keith Bean and Bean Chevrolet. And just a reminder, there is only 12,000 tickets being sold. So it's not like, you know, your odds, you know, are better actually the more you buy. And each ticket is $25, or you can get 5 tickets for $100. And the draw will be later on in September, September 25th at the CARP Fair. So looking forward to that draw. And hopefully with your support, Lake 88 listeners, get out there and buy those tickets and get a chance to win.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be wonderful. And Keith, again, congratulations on all the charitable endeavors that Bean does. It is amazing to have people like you in the community. And I know it's not just you. You have a huge team there as well who works on all of these things, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our employees get really involved, and we're really proud of them and how they like to get right into the charities and showing off the truck and talking to all their friends and family. And, you know, they work really hard to help to make this happen.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for all that you do to both of you. It is always a pleasure to speak with you, Chris, and we look forward to our next conversation. And Keith, I know that this is our first of many conversations that we will have down the road. Really appreciate having both of you guys here today.
Thanks for your support, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guests today on In Focus, Algonquin College Perth Dean Chris Han and Bean Chevrolet GMC's Buick's Keith Bean. We've been talking about the Win This Truck raffle benefiting the Perth campus, the business agricultural program, which is taking place right now at the Perth campus. Again, if you'd like to go and buy a ticket, just go to winthistruck.ca. $25. It's easy to do. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.